Welcome to the Weight Loss Navigation Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Gaither, and this is the podcast for those who want to reach their weight loss goals once and for all without feeling frustrated, guilty, or confused. Together, we find what tools work best for you personally and also what will help you feel happy, upbeat, motivated, and in control. Subscribe now and let's help get you to your goal, but also to help you enjoy the journey starting now. Howdy. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about your thoughts, because your thoughts are the end all, be all, everything as far as where everything begins and then where it goes after that and what happens in your world, in your body, in your weight loss. It all is connected, and also especially with your emotions and your actions, it all starts with your thoughts. That is why once you master your thoughts, you can therefore much more effectively and easily master everything else in your world. Everything from your weight loss goals to any other goals that you have set for yourself. Your thoughts are always where everything begins. So that is where we need to begin as well. So first and foremost, I want to point out that your thoughts create your feelings. It's not vice versa. It's not the situations that create your feelings. It's the thoughts about the situations that therefore create the feelings. All right. So I'm going to date myself and also sound like a little bit of a nerd, but I absolutely loved Star Trek: The Next Generation growing up. And, you know, Data, he's a computer. He's an android. He would go into any situation. It doesn't matter how crazy it is. He didn't have to react the way a human did because he didn't have the emotions. And his thoughts were more tied into something simplistic and computer centric, where it's like, okay, problem, solution. Or if you want to talk about Vulcans, anybody who knows Star Trek can use that as a reference. They didn't run on emotion, and their thoughts were always extremely logical. And therefore, they were able to easily and simply move through scenarios and situations. Just imagine if emotions were taken out of our life. How many more things could we do? How many more times could we be more productive in our day without having to kind of sort through, like, how am I feeling today? And what's going on with my world? And how am I, are my emotions? And how am I relating to other people in my world? I know, at least for me, I end up having a lot of conversations about these things when there's something really heavy on my mind and my thoughts are creating these emotions. And they're making me feel like I just can't get those thoughts past those emotional things to the next productive piece. If that was wiped clean, there would be so much more time in the day. And remember too, as you adapt and you change and you learn and you grow, your thoughts and your feelings then adapt and change and learn and grow with those things. For example, I remember my first job, let's see, I think I got paid $7.15 an hour. And at that time, when I went from zero income to $7.15 an hour, it was exciting. It was thrilling. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm going to have so much I can start to buy with this. And then I started to adapt and change and grow. And I got used to it. And I was paying for car insurance and I was paying for my new phone bill. And suddenly that $7.15 didn't go as far. So now my thoughts, knowing like, hey, this isn't stretching as far as I thought it would, therefore then created the emotion of like, hey, this job really isn't worth the money. Next thing you know, I moved to the grocery store down the street because guess what? That was $2 more, a dollar more, something along those lines. And then Sundays was time and a half. So again, the thought of, hey, this money can stretch so much further created the emotion of this job is or isn't worth the effort that goes into it. When I ended up in the future, I remember one time I got a job at a hospital as an administrative coordinator. Well, first it was actually in the billing and claims department as a admin, I forget. But I remember being on the phone with the girl who was telling me how much the hourly rate was. And she said it and I misinterpreted. And I remember asking her to repeat and she was like, oh, 15 something, is that okay? And I was like, I remember just being like overwhelmed with giddy excitement because that was the most at that moment I had ever been offered in my whole life per hour. And I was like, oh, yes, yes, absolutely. I was so excited. I remember my first paycheck was actually messed up and they came to me apologizing saying, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. And I had gotten that paycheck and I remember being thrilled. It was the biggest paycheck I'd ever gotten in my life. I was like all over the moon. And then they were like, oh gosh, you're missing like 30% of your check. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, that was shocking to me. And I was so excited. And the thoughts of like, wow, this is the most I've ever been paid. I didn't expect to have this much money anytime soon, then created those giddy emotions. Now, of course, that I have a family of six that I'm supporting, if you were to give me that same paycheck, I would be devastated. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't feed my family on this and pay my bills on this. So it is the thoughts that then make you feel the way that you do. And it is, of course, your thoughts about describing to yourself how this fits into the scenarios that you're in. So you can, you know, that we are all very, very creative. And in being creative, we are extremely capable of justifying and coming up with those ideas of, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to get up early today because of this, or I'm stressed because of that, or it's okay that I have that second piece of cake because it's going to go bad. It's just extremely easy for us to create those thoughts. But then what happens? We have the emotions that follow when perhaps we're guilty that we used our mind to excuse our behavior instead of possibly using our minds to creatively find a solution and do something that's more in keeping with our goals. So I want you to think along the lines of some things that you've been through in the past that you had really radically different thoughts about that you now maybe don't. Something easy might be something like when you first started driving. I clearly remember the first time I ever drove down the street, I was like, oh my gosh, the mailboxes are so close to the car. I remember freaking out and I asked my mother, I was like, do you remember feeling like the mailboxes were really close? And she kind of shrugged and was like, I don't really think about it. And of course now, what is it, 25 years later, I don't think twice about the mailboxes. It doesn't even like occur to me to pay attention to it, but it's because I have adapted and I have changed, I've grown, and I eventually push those thoughts aside until I now no longer even have them. So the point of the matter is that it's just, first and foremost, I'm trying to establish here that the thoughts really strongly coordinate and correlate to our actions. And when we continue to do something again and again, we can also up the ante, or we can change or grow or adapt or move in a specific direction. The more you do something, the more you're able to quiet the thoughts and then move to the next level. So another example and of what I'm trying to say here is I used to be a runner. I now walk because it's easier to fit into my day and my lifestyle. And when I was running, I do remember the first time I ever like went out on my own and ran a mile. I was like, whoa, look at me. Oh my gosh. Like I used to do sprinting in school and the long distance was not for me. But then I started working towards pushing further than that. I remember the first time I did 3 miles, and then I started just doing 3 miles almost every single day because I knew the exact stop sign I had to get to in order to get to the 3 miles. And then one day I remember pushing and doing 5. And finally it got to, I remember the very first time I did 8, I actually just kept rotating and rotating around the neighborhood, and I had my little tracker on my phone. And I remember coming home and like telling my husband, I was like, oh my gosh, guess how far I just went. You have no idea. And I remember being just completely giddy and excited. And I was like, I went 8 miles. I ran a whole 8 miles. I was thrilled. Well, now at this point, you know, after years after that, I then ended up signing up for the Army 10 miler. I went 10 miles. And then I started training for my marathon. And I ended up going, I would regularly, routinely go out and do 12 to 14 miles. And so once I had adapted to that, and I had just continued to push and grow and change and get used to more and more and more and more, my thoughts again started to adapt and grow and change. I remember days when I was training for my marathon and I didn't get up in time to run as far as I wanted to before work. And I would only get the chance to go 3 or 5 miles. I would be like angry at myself, like, Jesus, only 3 miles, only 5 miles. What is wrong with me? And meanwhile, my previous self back when I had first started running would have been like, oh my gosh, I did 3 miles today. That's amazing. I'd have been so proud of myself. So thinking along those lines, think about maybe right now some things that maybe you get down on yourself for that a former you would have been completely impressed with and amazed by and proud of. Think also about how anything that you're intimidated by or you're worried about, the more you do it, the easier it gets. The more you just kind of figure out best ways to optimize it. I remember as I would go further and further and further, I eventually got one of those like packs that had a little thing where I could drink because I was like passing out, and I almost one day just like crawled to somebody's house and drank from their garden hose. So I had to adapt and change. And just as you continue to do things again and again, you figure out a better way and a better way and a better way. So anything that you're worried about right now when it comes to your weight loss goals, whether it's your diet, just start doing it. Just start pushing. Just start to try the next thing. It might work, it might not, but then you're going to adapt and you're going to change and you're going to grow. You're going to get used to it. And pretty soon you're going to be demanding $50 an hour or $100 an hour for your time, so to speak. Or it's just going to be where you cook yourself healthy stuff and don't even think twice about it. Whereas when you very first start, you might have those thoughts that like, oh, geez, this is like amazing. I just ate a salad for dinner. Pretty soon you can adapt, you can grow, you can change, you can get creative, and you can start to make that just part of your daily routine. But keep giving yourself the credit. Make sure that you give yourself the credit for how far you've come, recognize how far you've come, and applaud yourself when you do good, because your thoughts are what create your world. Your thoughts are what create your emotions. And the more that you learn to control them and recognize big picture, what you're moving towards that's good and what you're moving away from that isn't supporting your goals, the more you are going to feel in control and proud and excited. And you hopefully, you know, a couple months from now, we'll be doing something that right now you can't even fathom doing, but it's just become old hat. And it's something that supports your weight loss goals because you just kept pushing and kept doing and kept growing and kept nurturing, or having those mental self-talks about those thoughts that were coming from what you're doing, and talked yourself down off the ledge and, you know, helped yourself get through and say, hey, look, I did it. Hey, let's do some more. Let's do some more. You are so much more capable oftentimes than your thoughts sometimes will tell you that you are. So tell them to shh and get going. You've got this. You are amazing, and you are definitely meant for amazing things. Just keep pushing, keep growing, keep moving. You know you can do it. Thanks so much. If you liked this episode and dig my style, I invite you to check out our website, motivationdepot.net. Here, you'll find exciting new motivational courses, resources, tools, printables, and awesome products. Also, you can find out about how you can work with me as your coach. Finally, don't forget to join us in our free Weight Loss Motivation Facebook group. I look forward to seeing you there.